Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Let me tell you another one, Susan, that is a younger man who now is the Messianic leader of a congregation in Akko. So his granddad was really training him up, and he was very orthodox, and he went to the synagogues all the time. But then he began to ask some questions of the rabbi that the rabbi couldn't answer. I mean, he would read scripture, for example, in Zechariah, that the king was coming in on a donkey, and he asked the rabbi, and the rabbi said, he mixed up two Hebrew words, and he said, it's not really donkey. It could be a Mercedes. It could be a helicopter. We don't know exactly how. But he went back to the word, and he said, but it says donkey. Anyway, some things like that happened. So he finally got so disgusted that he took his kippah off, his yarmulke off, and just was not Orthodox anymore. Well, he was working at Palm Beach Hotel in Akko, and this Russian Jewish girl he was very attracted to, and she started talking to him about Jesus. And he said, don't ever mention that name to me again. So she said, okay. So she started praying. One day, he was walking down the streets of Akko. He's actually shown me the spot where this happened. And somebody comes up and hands him a book. And he looked at it and he thought, no, I don't want it. He turned around to give it back to the person, but there was nobody there. So he started reading it, and it was the Gospel of Matthew. And he thought, I'd be kicked out of the synagogue just for reading this. But he thought, well, I'm not in the synagogue anyway. And so he starts reading it, and first of all, he gets to this place where Jesus starts saying, if your hand offends you, cut it off. Well, that's almost offensive to some of us, but he thought, man, this is my kind of rabbi. He's radical. And then he goes on over to Matthew 21, and he sees the king coming in on a donkey.
Wow.
And so he says, that's the man I've been looking for. Anyway, the long and short of it, he went to a congregation with his now wife the next Saturday and gave his life to the Lord.
My, that's absolutely amazing. Those stories are so important to give us context and just a sense of what God is doing in such individual, personal ways. And, you know, you talk about the story, the biblical story of Ruth, and I would love for you to talk about how her story, Ruth and Naomi, it should inform us and our attitude towards Israel and her people.
Yeah.
Say more, if you would.
Well, there are so many ways in which God shows, really, that his whole intention with the call of Israel was to join the nations together. I mean, even Caleb, he was a Kenizzite. He was from a tribe that was supposed to have been wiped out, but he became a leader in Judah. And so Ruth is the example of a Gentile who comes to the Lord and is grafted into the whole Israeli family and becomes one of the ancestors of Jesus. In fact, it's quite interesting when we read the ancestry of Jesus in Matthew 1, that you've got these women that are Gentile that get grafted in. I mean, Bathsheba, Rahab the harlot. So Jesus' whole purpose and God's purpose from the very beginning was to join Jew and Gentile together, but he had to call one family through whom it would come, through whom the Messiah would come. So in the book, I say that Ruth becomes the example to us Gentiles of becoming a part of the whole Abrahamic family.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.